Welcome to the Career Changes podcast, where we believe that it is never too late to redefine your path, rewrite your story, and reignite your passion for what you do. Are you ready for a career-changing adventure? Before we dive into these inspiring stories, we need your support. Hit the subscribe button, leave a review, and join our community of dream chasers. And then, be ready to find your inspiration. People in business and careers recognize they have to work on their brand, but seldom know how to achieve it. Just becoming known is not enough. Gathering followers is not enough. But standing for something and telling the story is everything. Hello, and welcome to a new episode of The Career Changers. Today, we are meeting Erin Wong, author of Telling Your Story, Building Your Brand. The book is based on his 25 years of working with some of the biggest brands like P&G and Toyota, as well as personal brands of founders, personalities, and people navigating their careers. Today, Harry is here to share his expertise with the Career Changers and teach you how to build your personal brand and share your story with the world. Hi, Harry. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm very happy to be on your show today.
And I'm happy that you are here. So let's start with your background. Well, first of all, what was your first job?
Oh, I mean, if we start at the very beginning, my first job was actually digging swimming pools.
Oh.
But that was as a teenager. Actually, if we go back before that, I grew up in the back of a Chinese restaurant, and my parents put me in the front of the house where I interacted a lot with customers. So I think that's where I really began my storytelling days. And as I got into business and advertising, that became an important part of everything I did. But I've worked well over 25 years in this business of advertising and marketing and branding. So, in spite of my boyish looks, I have a little bit of a history in this area.
Yeah, and usually those first jobs, they always teach us something when we first start to enter into the world of work.
Yes, I think you're absolutely right. And even in jobs that you don't enjoy, you can absolutely learn something from it and what not to do, or management techniques from observing people, interacting with people. That sort of thing is always very valuable.
Yeah. So what was your dream job when you were a child, if you had one?
I think like a lot of kids, you just fluctuate between different things. I want to be a photographer. I want to be an architect. I wanted to be a writer. I think all of that, I've been able to put into play in some way. I work in a creative business. I'm very happy to be in it. And so I have an opportunity to dabble in all sorts of creative outlets, which I think has satisfied really my early desires of the sort of job and career that I want to take on.
And how did it come that you became a brand expert?
I was fortunate enough years ago to secure a job in one of the largest ad agencies in the world, Saatchi & Saatchi. And they had a terrific training program of sorts where there was a very strong methodology in terms of planning and strategic direction. So I learned a lot of that, which really helped my creative output. But really, my education in this area of branding came from just years on the business, observing things, filtering it, figuring out what worked best for the clients I worked with, what best worked for me. And so really, I've captured a lot of that in my book that I'm sharing with people today, of course.
So what led you to write the book, Telling Your Story, Building Your Brand?
I think a lot of it really came from many people who came to me, people in their mid-career. They knew they needed to work on how to position themselves in the marketplace, in the job market. Unfortunately, for many of my clients, there's a certain fee that's attached to it. So large companies, large brands can afford to pay those fees. Unfortunately, not the everyday person can. So that's why I put the book together, so people could have access to my thinking and maybe gain some tips and help that they would be able to navigate their career in a better way, of course.
So let's start from the basic for anyone out there that maybe has never thought about having a personal brand. What is a personal brand?
I really defined it as very similar to a brand for a product or service. So a brand, a lot of people tend to think of as a name or a logo or something that you can visually see. But really what you should look at is the way you interact with the brand. So what I mean by that, a brand is how is your relationship to that individual or to that product. So as a person, what you're really trying to do is establish a relationship with your customers, with your audience, with the people who are influential in your life and make those key decisions. So with that in mind, that's why storytelling is very important because it's the conduit, it's the method by which you can convey what you're all about, of course.
So, what are the key elements of a personal brand?
I think first and foremost, it's the ability to know what your brand is in the marketplace, meaning what is your position amongst everything else? How are you different from everyone else? How is your company, your brand, your person different or better than everyone else out there? The key, of course, to conveying that is really being able to sum it up in a few words. So many people think of a brand as a very long story, but really, if you can capture it all in a short amount of words, then you have really the essence of what the brand is and how it could be positioned in the marketplace. Everything else is just really enhancements of that, things that you take to market, whether you use social media, whether you put it on your resume, whether you write up your narrative on LinkedIn. It's really all an encapsulation of what your brand is that you can further through the story itself. But first and foremost, it's really determining who you are. And many of the exercises that I walk people through is really to get take stock of themselves, take a full picture and audit of who you are so that you know how to communicate that to people.
So, in a world dominated by social media, it's easy to think that we need to be out there, omnipresent on every channel, on every platform available. But you say that just becoming known is not enough, gathering followers is not enough, but standing for something and telling that story is everything. Can you explain the importance of having a clear understanding of what we stand for, both personally and professionally?
Yeah, absolutely. I think many people chase the numbers on their social media following. So great if you're a general influencer and there's a certain large crowd that you're after. But for many of us, particularly those who are navigating their career, they're really looking to only appeal to a certain group of people. You don't need to be everything to everyone, but you do need to be the right thing to the right people. So what I mean by that is if you're seeking a job, let's say in engineering, you don't need 10,000 followers in other areas. What you do need to do is connect to the people who can help you navigate your career, who potentially could hire you, who potentially would be influential in affecting decisions related to the job that you're at. And that's the beauty of platforms like LinkedIn because they're all related to the business that you're in. So just having a number of followers isn't any guarantee that you can connect well with the people that you need to connect with. And that could be your customers, that could be your future employer. Really, what you're looking to do is establish a reputation, establish your brand in that realm. And sometimes they're on LinkedIn, sometimes they're in Instagram, sometimes they're just simply watching YouTube or nothing at all, or in podcasts like this, for example. So it's important for people to understand where their audience is before just jumping in and thinking that I just need to get out there and need to express myself.
So, based on the fact that we need to understand what we stand for, I guess that each of us needs to do some soul searching. What are some steps that individuals can take to identify their core values and belief if they've not done so already?
Yeah, I think that is important. You touched on it quite nicely because many times we just simply look at our resume and we believe that that is the way we are shaped or the way we're presenting ourselves to people. You may, in fact, not have a true understanding because many of us have a very either underconfident and sometimes, or on the other end, overconfident view of ourselves. We delude ourselves, or we un perhaps undersell ourselves. So it's very important for you to take an objective view through all of this. And you can do this through many of the established personality tests, Myers-Briggs, other sorts of questionnaires that might give you a picture. You can send have someone else fill it out who's close to you in your life, either professionally or personally. The idea of this isn't necessarily that you have one perspective. You're really trying to get multiple perspectives so you have a true understanding. So it really is what, the way you see yourself, the way other people see yourself, and perhaps really somewhere in and amongst that is the truth. So with all these different inputs, hopefully you'll be objective enough to get a full picture of what you are and how you can maybe adapt or change accordingly.
So, how does knowing what we stand for contribute to our personal fulfillment and success? I mean, you covered this a bit before, saying that it's important because it can put us on the right path. But how does that help us to go in the right direction?
I think that is very important because if you think of just any job that you might be going for, there's no shortage of let's say graphic designers out there. But what makes you different from everybody else? So you may have a level of experience, you may have a series of awards, you may have a track record and a tenure of working with so many other companies. And those are basic fundamental things, of course, that many employers are looking for. But what is it that sets you apart from everybody else? And this is the part where it really delves into what makes you unique and special and differentiates you from the marketplace. Rather than be one of many, many jobs of that type or that job function, and I use the example of a graphic designer, find a way in which you can be unique in the marketplace. Is there an area of specialty? Is there a unique skill that you can bring to it? Is there a unique attitude or style? All of that figures into creating a differentiation that you're looking for. And that applies for any job in the marketplace. Find that point of differentiation so you can stand out amongst everybody else.
So you work with people that are looking to build their own brand. You work with international companies. Can you share an example of someone who has successfully identified what they stand for and built a compelling story around it?
Unfortunately, I do have NDAs, non-disclosures, with some of the people, but I can tell you a little bit in general. So I've worked with politicians, for example, and that's a classic example of trying to stand out because many politicians try to be everything to everyone. The key with one individual, and she got voted in recently in a city, and it was really based on her story and her ability to share with people how why she was a little bit more pro taxes and pro housing for the homeless. And it was because she grew up in an environment where her own family, there was intimate partner violence. And as soon as she could, she was able to find a place of her own and move her mother out with her. But it affected her life and how she shaped her view of the world and how she wanted to help other people. That was really what set her apart from everybody else. And sharing that story, she suddenly became someone people can connect with. And that's really what the beauty of a story is, that you're trying to find a way to connect with people, trying to find a way to find a pathway that people will buy into what you are as an individual or as a particular professional or other within that realm. But the idea really is to find out what is unique. And sometimes it begins with that origin story. Sometimes it begins with the motivation for why you're doing what you're doing. But anytime that you can relate it to a story, it helps to provide an example of why you might be different and how you can really navigate yourself in this marketplace.
So, in a world where many people compete to get exposure, and maybe it's easier sometimes to conform with what the world is expecting to see or to hear from us, what is the role of authenticity in telling our story and standing for something? Why is it important to be authentic?
Very important to be authentic. And it's really for two reasons. Because one, in the world of social media, in the world of people who can Google, it's very easy to find out if you're telling the truth or not. And people, there are many, many people within a contingent who are looking to out other people, looking for lies that you might tell, or half truths, or exaggerations. So for that very reason, it's a sort of a security check or a security camera on you all the time to ensure that you're authentic as best you can. If you don't have a presence, or if you don't have a personality shape, of course you can control it. You can also redefine who you are just by the actions that you do. But the more important part, and I think that goes to a lot of our viewers today, of course, is that ultimately in jobs, in careers, we're trying to find a way to be happy. And there's nothing worse than being something that you're not. So that, to me, that authenticity, first and foremost, is to ensure that you live the authentic life that you are meant to live so that you can fulfill your own happiness. Because you don't want to be the other thing where you're living someone else's life, of course.
So I'm sure in your work, one of the main tasks is actually to grab attention for anyone that wants to be their own brand out there. So in a world filled with noise and distraction, how can individuals ensure their message is heard and resonates with others?
I think, again, it goes back to a lot of the tools that are available to us. Social media platforms are very strong. But I think too many people tend to send wide-spreading messages to the entire population, when really all you should be focusing on are the people who are influential in your life that can affect the outcome of your career success. So a lot of that should be geared towards those people. That's why, many of us who are navigating their career find LinkedIn the perfect opportunity. With that, you can control the post, you can steer it to the people who, and the algorithm, of course, relates the content to those who might be gain value mostly from what you present. So that sort of posting, that sort of presence that you have will definitely help in terms of connecting to the, again, the right audience. So, and again, it's identifying where they are. And in fact, you may find, in my business, there have been lots of people who send actual direct mail pieces. They will send, let's say, like a little alarm clock in a box with their resume as a way to get attention because it relates to who they're going to, and it allows you to cut through. There was another situation. This is really quite interesting, where an individual was looking for a job within the advertising world, and within the advertising world, many of the bosses or creative directors tend to be a little bit egocentric. So they often Google themselves to find out what people are saying about them. This individual had a brilliant, smart idea. He started running Google ads geared towards targeting those people. So whenever they Googled their name, they would actually see his name and his resume, and they could click on it to go to his mini website. So it's just finding creative ways to cut in amongst everything, because that's really the challenge these days. As more and more AI and algorithm tools are being used to filter out your resume, how do you find a way to cut through all of that to get to the people you should be speaking to? And so, look at really that core audience and not just the broad audience in order to get your message out.
So we mentioned at the beginning the importance of storytelling, and I love this word because it light up my imagination. I like everything that is related with telling stories. What is the relationship between storytelling and building a personal brand or our brand identity?
Well, think of very much storytelling as your conduit to your brand itself. If I tell you simply that I'm a very hard, diligent worker, that in itself, you may hear it, but you won't necessarily appreciate it. But if I tell you a story of how I grew up working, waiting on tables, where I'd be on my feet 12 hours a day just to be able to make rent, and it would be a perfect example of my ability to work hard, you see. So it's not simply telling people that I'm smart, I'm brilliant, but showcasing it. And if you use an example, if you use a story, that gets back to that that area of authenticity you talked to, because it is much more believable if I tell it as a story. The other beautiful thing about storytelling, as you know, is that it acts as an emotional connection to who you're talking to. So as I begin to share my story, you become a little bit more engaged, you become a lot more empathetic to everything I've gone through. And by in doing so, it really makes the person relate to you on a ideal basis.
So, in your experience, what are some common challenges people face when trying to articulate what they stand for, and how can they overcome those challenges?
I think first and foremost, and this often happens in networking events, you go to an event and people shake your hand and they say, "Oh, great to meet you. Tell me a bit about yourself." And so that opportunity is often lost because many people spend far too long telling their story or providing their background, listing off all the points on their resume. If you think about it, it's almost like a bit of speed dating in all of this. What you're trying to do is get to a very quick way of capturing what you're all about. And so the exercises I often run people through is to boil it down to six words, because it's very similar to the world of advertising. In a billboard, there are only six, seven words. You're driving by at a high speed. How can I best capture that story in a short amount of time? So if you begin to understand that and you can articulate your own story in those six words, then you have the beginnings of being able to focus the story rather than to have a long way of getting it to the point. The mistake many people make, to answer your question, is often taking too long to tell the story. So you begin with something short, and if you begin with something that intrigues the people, then they will lean forward. They'll ask you more, and then you can share the rest of it. The mistake people make is telling too much all at once.
Are there any exercises or practices that you recommend for individuals to clarify their values and craft their story?
Yeah, a lot of it really begins with being able to take stock of yourself, like knowing where you are. So, as I mentioned earlier, the idea of getting interviews with people, doing your own self-assessment, taking stock of yourself, what begins to happen is there are certain keywords that always begin to pop up. And whether you have it on paper or whether you're verbally talking about it, take note of it, because you'll find that there's certain words that occur again and again, and how you might be able to position yourself. So with all those words, and I use this very simple exercise of post-it notes. You put each word on a post-it note, and then you draw a pyramid on a blank sheet of paper or on a whiteboard or the wall, if you have a wipeable wall. And at the top is really the main trait that you stand for, and everything is all in support of it. So what we tend to do as an exercise is you take those post-it notes and put it on the pyramid. Which ones seem to go to the top and which one are maybe secondary? Have someone else do it for you at the same time. And you begin to see a pattern. You see what may make you special and may make you unique. Once you have that understanding and see what word rises to the top, that ultimately forms your position and how you truly are different than anybody else and how you can stand out. From there, of course, now you can build the story. So if I stand for this, I determined that it was all about creativity. Now all my stories, everything I write about should be enhanced and further that position of being creative. All the stories I tell, all the posts I make, all the social media I do, it should be examples too, so everybody begins to associate that keyword with me.
So, we're reaching the end of this episode, but we still have a few more questions. First of all, this is off script. I would like to ask you, how did you build your own brand?
Oh, I really I think it's spending wonderful time with people like you, of course, doing podcasts. It's often getting the word out there. It is, of course, standing for something. I think it's just all about reputation building. I've been very fortunate in my business career in that I really don't need to look for business. People just come to me, and I begin looking back on what made it truly special. So it wasn't simply putting the story out there and doing content that everyone can begin to associate with me. I had to live and breathe it at the same time. So my reputation for always being in support of clients or the people I work with became very well known. And you know, I for maybe a lack of modesty, I am sort of known as this terrific, nice guy to work with who is a little bit of a deep thinker. So if I live and breathe that and I share that and I'm generous with it, it really builds upon that personality and that brand. So that's really where it began for me.
So, if you could give a piece of advice to anyone looking to build their personal brand, maybe for the first time or maybe not to improve it, what would you say?
You know, I think through everything, we talked about authenticity before, and I love this line from William Shakespeare, which is, "To thine own self be true." And so many of us often push ourselves into areas that we're very unhappy with, and there's a disconnect. So my advice is first begin with why you exist. So, you know, Simon Sinek refers to it as the why. I like to think of it as purpose. Define what your purpose is in life and in your career, and everything else should flow from that. And if you're not connected with it, then continue on that search until you find what really helps you get up in the morning, helps you drive you, and keeps you happy and excited, of course.
And now, really, the last question that we ask to all of our guests on the Career Changers. If you could give yourself a piece of advice, what would you say to your younger self?
I would say listen more to other people. And what I mean by that is there's so many people out there with terrific advice. And the beauty these days is it all exists online. When I was young and trying to navigate my career, I was very, perhaps at that time, shy or perhaps a little bit more egocentric, where I didn't open myself up to getting advice from people. You don't have to take it, but the idea is to get as much input as you can because you can learn so much from so many people. And that would be my number one piece of advice to myself. Just listen to others a little bit more.
Well, thank you, Harry, so much for joining us today and sharing your wisdom and experience with our listeners.
Thank you very much for having me.
And a last message for our listeners, don't forget to subscribe to our channel and tune in next week for a new inspirational episode of The Career Changers. Thank you.